It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, and the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, here in downtown Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown on the corner of St. Francis and Warren Street, and also West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, down from Pete's Party Castle between Grelot Road and Cottage Hill. We also have a brand new location that's been open a couple of weeks up in the Birmingham area at 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113 in Hoover, and soon to be opening at 8001 Vaughn Road in Montgomery. And to round out the fifth location, Daphne, and I can never remember the address because my co-host Whitney always says it, but it's in Daphne, y'all. It's Bombay right now, but we're getting a new sign. Please forgive me. It's a lot to remember. We're coming to you from the studio. Last week I was in Birmingham, getting that location set up. I don't know why I thought that I would only need 3 days. I left after 8 and it's still a mess, but it is open and functional, and we have had a steady influx of customers. Met a lot of great people. Austin and Shannon are holding it down up there pretty well for me, and we're still trying to furnish it and stock it. It takes a lot of time and a whole lot of money. But the store is getting a lot more color, a lot more life, and shaping up to be another beautiful Cannabama location. And then next up, of course, once the insanity of COVID-19 and all this uncertainty, we're going to work on Montgomery. I was hoping to have that open by April 1st, but I'm not really sure what's going to happen, so I'm trying to be conservative on that. But Daphne is starting to make its transition also, so we're excited to move forward. So far, so good. We haven't really had a whole lot of loss in sales, a little bit less traffic, but we are improvising, and we're going to talk more about that in a little while. First up, though, we want to talk with our friend Sergio Rangel, who is our resident music coordinator. He is with Foxy Records, and he helps put together our music residencies and our Cannabama Sessions after hours concerts at the end of every month. And obviously,
just not this month.
Yeah, just not this month. Welcome, Serge. Tell us what's going on. What are we doing different right now?
The only thing different is the fact that we're not going to be doing live shows like with people there. But the cool thing is that since we're not obligated to completely just shut everything down, we're going to try to keep continuously bringing people music, you know, through live streams, just like kind of similar to what everybody else is doing. We're going to have some production value behind it with Blue Shark Studios and Q Productions and All This Productions. And also, really honestly, different people that want to be involved, you know, camera people, you know, lighting people, musicians, bands, all that stuff. We're just trying to find a way to be able to give back to everybody, because it's all donation based, even with live streams or anything like that. But
right.
But with what we're going to be doing with Cannabama is kind of similar to what we're going to do with certain other venues that we're going to be working with, is having a live stream and having these businesses advertise. And we're going to be doing it at a centralized location, so everybody will know where it's at. But we're going to be having like the banners and stuff for different businesses that want to be a part of what we're doing. Percentages in the proceeds, certain proceeds go to the person that's advertising, their staff, you know, service industry workers, because, you know, they're not working right now. And, you know, as well as musicians and a lot of like production people. And that's what we're trying to do, is be able to give some people some work and at least just elevate and bring the community together. So,
yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of musicians already doing live stream concerts, mm-hmm. Even like nationally.
Oh yeah.
Widespread Panic. I saw somebody, some friends of ours from Farmhouse Hemp were watching Widespread Panic from Colorado.
Heck yeah.
It was really cool to see that all you could see was their feet and their TV. But yeah, I mean, everybody's getting on board because no one can go to concerts. I'm a little bit worried about I feel like as soon as I announced that we had Hangout Fest passes, the world came to an end. That and signing two new leases.
Well, hey, man, I started to get my life together.
You know, I know. Well, always try to do that.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of cool how it's catching on. And what's good about it is that there's going to be more places where musicians and stuff can gather to where they can have more production done. So
right. These empty restaurants and places like that.
And if there's like all there's so many companies like that do production camera work and all that stuff, and so many sound companies that can work together to bring such entertainment, not just music, but comedy and even hip hop and other sorts of entertainment to your screen, you
right.
know, to where it's, I mean, yeah, we want to regulate the amount of people that are in the rooms and areas and such, but
right.
we want to be able to bring people solace and peace at a time like this, you know, like,
right.
I mean, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis did it when they first came out after the war and World War II. That's what made them so famous, is because people needed some sort of relief, some sort of disconnect
right.
from everything that was happening. That's what shows do. That's what movies are. That's what entertainment is.
Right. I mean, music. I mean, if there was nothing else, mm-hmm. you know, nothing else, life and music. I mean, I have a soundtrack for everything. I have mm-hmm. a playlist for everything. You know, there's music for every mood, every life happening, you know, every sadness and every joy, every occasion. I mean, if I need to get myself going in the morning, I have a certain playlist.
Definitely.
And if I'm feeling, you know, in my feelings and sad, then I just like make myself depressed until I cry and then I feel better.
But it's amazing how that happens. You know,
it
sometimes
does.
You get to fall into it just to be able to get yourself back out, you know.
Right.
But you invest that time to dig down and then you give yourself that time to build yourself back up. Don't just
right.
stay down there.
Right.
Get back
right.
up.
And
know?
I think especially, I mean, I know it's not as prevalent in my life now, but being from a musical background, from a musical family, you know, that was everything to me, to be able to have that way of expressing myself. Mm-hmm. And it came from somewhere deep down that you can't even really ever explain in normal human words,
yeah.
that ability to get that out. And so I know that we'll probably hear better music than we've heard in a long time. These musicians are who depend on people showing up,
yes,
and buying tickets and buying albums, you know, that they're just as uncertain as people like me. You know, I have this business, and I just committed to more than double, you know, what I was committed to, and in cities that I don't live in,
mm-hmm.
and it's a huge risk, but it's my heart, and
but you're also
I don't
building
want it
some
to fail.
Some solid teams, and I think
yes.
that's where a lot of this, you know, keeps going, is the fact that we keep finding people that have that character that will keep the things that we're doing sustainable and
yes.
constantly growing, and we're finding new ways to keep things moving and moving upwards, and
right.
you know, making sure that you have the right conversations for the people that aren't in the right seats, finding the right places to be in.
Right.
You know?
And we're all in this vulnerable position.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, it doesn't matter what industry you work in,
mm-hmm.
but especially in the service industry, because I know for me, as the business owner, you know, my employees, should I have to close my doors, have certain options available to them for help, and all they're offering for business owners is loans. I'm like, great, all I need is another loan, you know? Oh, now you'll give me a loan.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah,
it's
but,
kind of interesting how things happen like that, but there are a lot of cool things happening with this. Like, I mean, I know interest rates are still crazy, but there are a lot of people cutting other people's slack, and it's amazing how the community is still working together,
yes.
even if it's like, some people will be like, I'm going to take this burden on myself so somebody else doesn't have
well,
to.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen, but like all the people that are making masks with mm-hmm. their sewing machines at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hundreds of masks, and so that hospital workers and EMS workers can have clean masks to wear, so that people who are immune compromised, it's a beautiful thing. So
definitely.
I think no matter what industry you're in, people are coming together, and we're having to be creative. You know, we're having to add things like curbside service and
definitely.
And coming up with new ways to do delivery when you know the plan that we had in place fell through. You
yeah.
know, and we'll probably keep, you know, UPS and FedEx and USPS in business for sure.
Yeah. But of course, these are things that we're not looking to just finish once things start to settle
right.
down, the dust clears.
Oh,
we're
going
to
no, look it to definitely
continuously,
will change us.
Continuously go forward and make this happen. And in order to be able to make these happen, we definitely appreciate any donations or anything like that for production, bands, the service industry workers. All percentage, again, goes to them. And just paypal.me/foxyrecords. You can send it at foxyrecord@gmail.com. And yeah, man, we're just trying to make good things happen, and we're not alone, which is cool because we're just a piece of the amazing things that are happening in the city. So.
Right, and I think that more people in this community will start to see exactly what the fabric of this community is really made of.
Definitely.
Each thread coming together, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm always happy to be a part of that. So keep us posted on that, but you'll be able to find that on Foxy Records Facebook page and on Canabama.
Cool.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these new innovations and changes to the business, and we'll be back after this.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We were just talking to Sergio Rangel of Foxy Records. That's F-O-X-X-Y Records, in case you are looking for them on Facebook or Google or anywhere else on the World Wide Web. And we really appreciate all the time and effort that Sergio has put into not only supporting us, but supporting local musicians, and he really shows us a good time. So anyway, welcome to the show, Whitney.
Hey, everybody.
Just to correct my faux pas, whatever you want to call it, give us the address for Canabama Daphne.
Canabama Daphne is located at 25935 Friendship Road, Unit C, and that is at the corner of Friendship Road and County Road 64.
All right. I think it's the five numbers that throws me off.
Mm-hmm. And then 25935.
Baldwin County yeah. needs shorter roads.
They do.
Baldwin County is extra with the names.
Give them all names.
Yes. Can they not all be numbers?
Right. Because they're like, well, where is it at? It's on 64. They're like, what's that?
Yeah.
Or
59, 11, 98,
yeah.
87.
59,
yeah. 76. Yeah. And
State Road 9200.
Yes, 3,124.
Mm-hmm. We're across the street from the Pup University.
Hey, yeah, Baldwin County. We're in the 21st century now.
Yeah, down from the Target.
Right. Before the roundabout.
Down from the Target.
That's it. Look for the big green and yellow signs that have possible pot leaves on them.
Yep. I have those.
I just felt it was the simple indicator.
It just jumps right out at you.
Literally.
You can't help but look.
Especially on a windy day.
Well, so tell us a little bit about how your week has been, because mine was crazy.
We have had, steady client flow. We've had lots of new shoppers.
Yeah.
They're out there, like, reading about CBD and saying, hey, so this stuff can help my immune system, or it can help me relax, or
mm-hmm.
it's been lots of anxious people shopping. I can say that much.
Yes, we just got some very cool CBN vapes.
Oh, yeah. Nighttime.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. If you have trouble sleeping,
you won't
not anymore.
wait, Jennifer. CBN?
CBN.
Not CBD.
No. CBN is one of the many other cannabinoids that are found in cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And CBN is notoriously great for helping with sleep.
They say that is going to be one of the, how everyone got into Googling CBD.
Yep.
CBN is going to be one of the next biggest things people start to
yes.
Google and
so,
try to learn
yeah,
more and more
over
about.
The summer, someone who is very special in Mobile, but I won't say who it is,
mm-hmm.
Came in, and I was shocked to see this person in my store. And I said, how can I help you? And he said, I'm looking for CBN. And I was shocked. I said, can I ask you, how in the world did you know to ask for CBN?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, my doctor sent me.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, well, sir, I have been actually looking for CBN, and it's very hard to find. But I will find it for you. And I directed him to another product that was also for sleep, but it took me 2 months to finally find some CBN. And at the time, it was super expensive.
Oh, it's all derived from hemp, though?
Yes, it's all derived from hemp. Yeah.
Different cannabinoids.
Yes. Remember, there's
more specific benefits.
Yes. Remember, there are 489-ish chemicals.
Growing every day.
There are at least 140 that we know of cannabinoids. CBD and THC are the most prominent.
Right.
But there are CBN, CBG, CBC. Those are other. They're considered minor, but they're more easily found than a lot of the others. There's the acidic forms like THCA and CBDA, which convert to CBD and THC when they're heated or decarboxylated. And then there's THCV, which is what THC becomes when it's processed through certain enzymes in the body. So there's lots of different named cannabinoids that we know of. And then, of course, the terpenes, flavonoids, antioxidants, fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals.
You could probably do a show on each one of those.
And probably do a series on each one.
Yeah.
But yes, we could definitely do, and I probably will have us lined up with a CBN show very soon with the company Lift CBD. Shout out to you guys, our new vendors that have the CBN products.
Yes.
We have been selling CBRX. That was actually the first brand that I found that had a one-to-one CBD CBN and then a straight CBN product. But the CBN vape, it was so cool to me because it's not vape juice from a vape shop.
No, it's not.
But it's this little purple thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little pod. And it tastes like peppermint, and it's amazing. And one puff.
Right.
Two puffs. Yeah. I gave it to my husband last night. I was like, here, try this.
I think we all use our husbands as the guinea pigs.
We do. We use our husbands as guinea pigs.
You have to have a test subject.
Right. Yes, we do. And so he's like, okay.
Right. So an unbiased opinion.
He hit it twice, and he was like, oh, it's peppermint. I was like, yes, it is. So about 5 minutes later, he looked a little funny, and I said, how you feeling? Are you feeling it? He's like, yeah. I was like, how you feel? He's like, I'm a little dizzy. I was like, maybe one puff next time. No, but he slept like a dead person.
Oh, yeah. Those are the good sleeps.
Yes, the kind where you're like, did I stop breathing? I think I stopped breathing. Yeah, those are the best. And having had insomnia for 14 years, I have a great appreciation for good deep sleep.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited, and they have a tincture also.
Mm.
It's like a 1500 milligram CBD, 90 milligrams CBN, because CBN, you take a whole lot less,
right?
Like 1 milligram.
Ratios are
3 milligrams. And the tincture has melatonin also.
Oh, wow.
So the hardest cases,
sleep too.
Those are the people that pop extra Ambiens. That we got you covered.
Right.
Stay away from those.
Yeah, no kidding.
They eat you.
Don't drive to the store in the middle of the night like I did. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm a different person.
Right.
You weren't carrying guns and knives, were you?
No. I was probably buying like Twinkies or something. I don't even eat Twinkies, but yeah, something gross and junk foody.
Right.
One last question, okay. Jennifer, and I'm going to turn my mic off. But all of those CBN, CBRX, CBDs, and all of that, you don't have to be a chemist to go to your store.
Oh, no,
and
not at all.
If people have questions, you and your staff are able to tell them the answers.
Yes, we do. And we have lots of printed information.
Because y'all do your homework.
We do our homework, and we're constantly learning. The companies are really, really great at sending us educational material specific to their products.
Right.
Why they use certain things, how they do it, what strains they use, and how they put together their product and why. Just like our toothpaste and mouthwash. They have written information for us on every single ingredient in it and why it's better for you than what you would buy on the shelf at Walmart.
Did you say toothpaste And mouthwash?
Yes.
Because I didn't think you'd mentioned that before.
Well, that's a newer product, and I'm actually, hopefully when, you know, we're going to, I'd like to stop talking about coronavirus.
Yes.
And talk about things, you know, that matter to CBD. But Howard Kaufman from the company that makes it, called Oral, we're going to do an entire show on oral care, toothpaste, mouthwash, and how they came up with their formula. They're a natural oral care products company that decided to do a CBD version that is completely non-toxic. Like, wow. Completely non-toxic. Even natural toothpaste has toxins in it. And they did a ton of research. It's a fascinating story to hear how they came up with the formula. And we use it at our house and love it. And we'll have samples that week and everything like that. But anyway, back to what we were talking about earlier about COVID-19, coronavirus, the zombie apocalypse,
dum, dum, dum,
whatever we're calling it. And we're not downplaying the seriousness of it at all, but you have to laugh or you'll cry. It's a crazy, crazy thing no one expected. 2 weeks ago, we would have laughed, right? We would have been like, you're crazy. The world's going to shut down. So with that comes a lot of anxiety, trouble sleeping, worry about how you're going to pay the bills.
Right.
How you're going to survive homeschooling your kids.
Things have gotten so
serious. My kids are personally not even remotely worried about school.
No. I don't think mine are either.
Mine already had the worst case of senioritis I'd ever seen. So he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm an adult. I'm done. I can't go to prom, so it's over.
Just mail me my diploma.
Yep. I don't even care anymore. I know. I was like, let's just dress up anyway, go take some pictures. We'll have some takeout, you and your girlfriend. See, have some takeout in your tux.
We've got, I've got a stepdaughter. She's a senior this year.
Yeah.
We paid someone to make her prom dress. Like, wasn't that we just ordered it online and we could say, hey, we don't need that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
It was handmade.
And you can't go to the nail salon and the hair salon and all that. But I was like, you know what? I'm still going to pay $200 for that tux, baby. And we're going to do it. I cried last week when I went to Birmingham.
Yeah.
I was not there an hour. And I knew I was missing a soccer game, which already made me feel like the worst mom in the world. And he called and told me they canceled school in the whole state. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. And then he texted me and said, this is going to be our last game. And they're going to do senior night. And I was 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Sitting. I had pulled into the Hoover store.
So an impromptu.
I ugly cried. Oh. Like, I was like, Sarah Lamb better be glad. Nothing against Sarah Lamb, but it would have been in flames because I was so upset.
Poor thing.
I cried all night.
Yeah.
Every time I even thought about my kid, I just burst into tears because I'll never get to see him play sports again.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
It is.
He's played so much. We played 10 months out of the year since seventh grade.
Wow.
And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss screaming and wearing sparkly spirit shirts.
That's the best part of it.
It's not fair.
No.
Coronavirus stinks. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is Jennifer Boozer, and you're listening to Sweet Home Canabama with my beautiful co-host, Whitney Sheldon of Canabama, Daphne.
Yes.
So I just got a really cute message from my friend. I won't say his name.
Okay.
I really hope he's listening. This is so funny. It says, I hope y'all are doing okay in the midst of all this crap. I know your business is taking a hit. I wanted to tell you a little funny. Nana came where I was working in the yard and told me I rolled one by myself and smoked it all. Nana is not stressing now.
Get it, so Nana. Great.
Nana is feeling no pain. That makes me so happy. Thank you. You know who you are.
Maybe Nana could do some online classes for the
rest
of us.
Yes, yes. We are going to have a rolling class very soon. As soon as we can gather again.
With groups of large, 10 or
15? Yes. I was looking forward to doing ladies' night with facials this time. but we cannot touch our own faces, much less each other's faces. So
this is like Wild West to me.
No.
Wild.
But yes, we've got a bunch of plans for as soon as we can get back to normal. One thing I want to talk about now is that we are going to sort of change the way we do things. I recorded a commercial for radio earlier, letting everybody know personally that we will remain open as long as we're legally allowed to remain open.
Yep.
But we understand that there may come a time when we can't. Hopefully, it won't get any worse. But there are people who are immune compromised. I know we have lots and lots of customers who one of the many reasons they use our products is to boost their immune system. And so, or they have someone in their home that's immune compromised. Mm-hmm. So starting tomorrow, we're going to offer curbside pickup. So you can call the store, 255-5155. Mm-hmm. And the Daphne store number is?
251-404-0913.
404-0193 for Daphne.
0913.
Oh, sorry. See, I don't know what it is about
it's Daphne.
We'll repeat that at the end and we'll post it on the page.
Yes.
But you can call. We're going to offer phone consultations.
Mm-hmm.
So for the store, if you call and you don't get a person, that's because we are talking to another person. And please leave us a voicemail. You can also text us at that number.
Yep.
And we will get back to you as soon as we can. And I know they will be funneling calls to me, too. So I'll be personally taking calls as well. That means I can talk to people in all the stores,
mm-hmm,
instead of just whichever one I'm standing in. Which is good because a lot of times I go a long time now without seeing people that I used to see all the time.
Oh, I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I was in the shop for like my first full day the other day.
Right.
Bubba's been running my shop since
tax
I've been
season.
An accountant.
Yeah.
And it's people, I was like, when they come in, I'm like, I don't know if they're new.
Right.
I don't know if they're regulars now.
Right.
It's just me getting familiar with my customers, and it's like,
it's strange to, mm-hmm, that when you don't know. Yeah, I know. And they come in and they look at me like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I just work here. It's just me over in the corner sweeping the floor.
I'm handling a shift.
And where is everything, too? Because everything gets moved. Anyway, so you can call the store. You can ask your questions if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
You can place an order. If you want to pay over the phone with your credit card, you can. Or when you come, we can go back into the store and run your card or take your cash. But you can just say, hey, I'm coming. Here's what kind of car I'm in. And just let us know you're there. You know, toot your horn and we'll bring it out to you. And, you know, we can even leave it on the sidewalk and you can pick it up and there's no contact. Whatever works for you. We're also going to be coordinating delivery. So it'll work the same way. You can call the store and place an order, get your consultation if you need one. Pay over the phone, and we can have it delivered to your house or to your work, wherever you are. Again, if you want no contact, you just let us know. And then, of course, the website, which was having some issues with our square, is now functional. I made sure right before the show that everything was working.
Mm-hmm.
So the website is now back to being functional.
Up and going.
So if you would just prefer, go online, place your order, pay for it, have it shipped. If it's local, if it's even Mississippi or Georgia or Florida or even Louisiana, you might get it in one, maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
Mississippi, Alabama, it'll be one day. And we'll get that out to you. And again, no contacts. So there are lots of ways you can still get your products. And on the website, since we have sort of had a hiatus, we want to offer a new discount code in total jest to stick our tongue out, thumb our nose up at COVID-19. If you use coupon code COVID-19, all caps, you will receive 19% off for the first 19 people who go on the website and place an order.
That's a good deal.
So that is COVID-19, all caps. And you'll receive 19% off your whole order. And that is for the first 19 people to go order. Also, we still have our affiliate program. If you want to sign up as an affiliate, you'll get a unique link that you can send to your family and friends. If they purchase products through the website from your link, you will earn 15% commission for the first 3 months on any products that they buy. So if they buy $50 worth, or if they buy $50 a week, you'll earn 15% commission on anything they buy for the first 3 months. Wow. And so that is great incentive to share it. That way you can do anything from cover your own product costs to make a little side money. Depends on how aggressive you are and how many friends you have.
Right.
But great. It makes it super convenient to shop. And also, you know, anytime, even through the website, if people have questions, we welcome any calls, emails, any kind of consultation questions you might have. And of course, feel free to recommend your favorites. So starting tomorrow, we'll have curbside pickup. We'll have local delivery within, you know, 5 miles or so of each store. And that'll just be a $5 fee. Same as, you know, DoorDash and Waiter and all that. We're not going to charge as much as some people might. We are increasing our daily discounts. Now, most of our customers know every day we have a certain type of product, like Munchie Monday is for edibles. Topical Tuesday is obviously for topicals. You know, Bath and Body Products is Wash Up Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thirsty Thursday is Coffee and Tea, Flower Friday. And then with Super Saturday, we kind of pick certain things. We're increasing that discount from 10% to 15%.
Yay.
So if you are a really big topical lover, or like Charlie, you love the coffee and would want to shop on Thirsty Thursday, you now get an extra 5% off.
You can't beat a discount right now. We need to save as much money as we can.
That's right. And then to take it a step further, you know, back to a little bit to what we were talking about with Sergio, a lot of people in the service industry, medical profession, law enforcement, first responders, these are people who don't have a choice to either not be able to work mm-hmm. or to work regardless.
Restaurant people.
Yes.
Hotel
restaurants,
staff.
Hotels, bars, certain types. Like, I mean, we may come to the point where we can't work.
Mm-hmm.
These people have families. They have kids. That's all I can think about is my employees' kids.
Right.
You know, and like, I don't even know what everybody's doing for childcare right now, except they're switching out with their spouses, I think.
I think that's what we're doing at our house. I want to say I had a 2-year-old working the other day at the shop.
Right.
Working me.
Child labor laws.
Yeah, there's an issue, isn't there?
Yeah.
He was working me at the shop.
But he is the cutest
oh, man.
Laborer on the planet.
I want to say I had more work than I needed to have that day, but it's just easier to divide and conquer sometimes.
Yes, my 12-year-old daughter wanted to come with me today. I was like, baby, today is not the day. Yeah. I am not the one. I don't want to have to fuss at you. Some days are laid back and easy, but not today. I had too much running.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just got back in town. I am so behind. But anyway, so for all those service industry workers, hotels, bars,
medical.
Even grocery stores, any kind of retail workers that are out of work, mm-hmm. plus medical professionals, law enforcement, first responders, people that don't have a choice, people that work in nursing homes.
They made those dedications to the government, and they say that they are going to stand
right,
in the positions
right.
that they hold.
The people that were sewing masks for out of fabric, yes. Those people will be able to get a 20% discount on any and all purchases at any Canabama location through the duration of this situation. So if you would, when you come to shop, pick up, ask for delivery, please just show us a badge. Everybody's got a name tag, a badge, a check stub that proves they work in a restaurant, at a hospital, you know, that they're an EMS worker, or fireman, whatever. If you can show us that, then you will get a 20% discount every single day on every single purchase. Because we appreciate everything those people do for us. And for the people out there trying to make sure there's bread and toilet paper on the shelf, good Lord, right. have mercy. Why does everyone need so much toilet paper? It's not a stomach virus, people. Calm down.
I think I read one of the funniest, I was watching a video. A dad went through and was doing math with his daughter at home at the kitchen table, and his math problem was about the number of ply or squares of toilet tissue there are in the Sam's Club or Costco rolls. And so it was like he sees people getting two packs of it. He equivalated it to where if you're using 20 squares each time you're going to the restroom, it was enough for everybody to do 187.
Oh, God.
trips to the bathroom for four people in the household. Like, that's how much, like, you, for,
yeah.
If we get stuck in our houses for 14 days, we don't yeah. need.
Right.
Two cases.
Even if it was a stomach virus.
yeah.
Weird, weird.
Well, the
people
one that
do
got
the weird
me was the people with a full grocery cart of bread.
Yeah.
They're going to make more bread.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, I keep laughing at the, oh, everybody was keto last week, but now everybody needs carbs.
But that, and then you guys know that you don't drink that much water. You know good and well. It's in the midst of a crisis. Everyone goes and gets all of the water.
Right.
I
okay.
have a theory about bread real quick.
Okay.
A lot of people have spent so much time getting happy meals for their kids and mm-hmm. and snacks in the afternoon and kind of have forgotten how to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can make a sandwich.
Right.
And so I think that's what the bread is.
I haven't forgotten how to cook. I just never have time anymore. But
well,
my husband has really
anymore.
Been stepping it up. I came home from Birmingham, and we had two refrigerators that were not ridiculous, but plenty of lunch meat for the kids
yeah.
and stuff for them to eat while we're at work,
mm-hmm.
and then enough for a week's worth of meals.
That's
and
great.
Then we can eat the leftovers until coronavirus either takes us out or stops bothering us.
Man.
We had two loaves of bread.
Yeah.
You know, we had like a half of a thing of Sam's toilet paper that we already had.
Yes.
You know, nothing crazy.
I want to say I went out and did my friend is a government worker, and she has not had a day off. And she was like, hey, my kid has the flu.
Oh, wow.
I have to still go to work. He's 13. Mm-hmm. And then was, and we have two rolls of toilet paper at the house.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Please help me. And I went out and fought the good fight for her one morning and stood in line at the Sam's Club in Daphne.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
run. I got a good cardio workout because I ran to the back of the store.
Yeah.
With people who I never thought I'd be running with.
Yeah, see, it's serious when you get me to run.
Oh, man. I was like, she's got to have this toilet paper. So
that's crazy.
I got her toilet paper.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Kangen water, hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And allergies in Birmingham. And the fun I had with that.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of Sweet Home Canabama. I just almost forgot the name of my show.
2.5 Kangen.
Yeah, 2.5. Okay, so we have free gallons of Kangen water always.
Yes.
We have it in Canabama Daphne and in West Mobile.
Right.
These machines are very, very, very expensive. That's why they are not in all the stores yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we are working on that. But we want to provide free water to anybody who needs it. It's true hydration. It is alkaline. And lots of nasty things cannot survive in an alkaline environment. And so it is very important to stay hydrated. And it also opens up the cells in the body, makes things like CBD more bioavailable to the system. So we encourage everyone to come and get gallons of water. We have containers. If you do not have a container, we have everything from cheap plastic milk jugs to nice, pretty blue glass jugs, gallon jugs.
I've got a 3-gallon thing that you can keep in your fridge.
Yeah, I have a 2-gallon.
Is that what it? Maybe it is too.
The big plastic. It looks like the Kentwood water thing with the handle on it.
Mine is like square, like a rectangle.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's 2-gallon.
This is,
and I have half-gallon brown glass jugs.
I have blue. And I have
the blue ones are 1-gallon. Yeah. So
okay.
The water keeps better in the glass with the dark colors.
Yes, it stays. electrically charged for 5 days opposed to three.
Right. And but even once it loses its charge, it's still the cleanest water you'll ever have, and it's alkaline.
9.5 pH.
Mm-hmm. So you can come and get gallons of water every day if you want to. But another thing we have, when you turn the machine on to 2.5 pH, that is, it's what is it called?
Strong acidic water.
It's called hypochloric acid or hypochlorous.
That's a fancy word.
I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, it's acid water, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, we have these little blue glass bottles with
spray
the spray top.
Mm-hmm.
And you can squirt it on your hands, and it's chemical-free hand sanitizer.
It kills over 100 organisms.
Right, like MRSA and staph and all sorts of anything biological.
It works faster than bleach. I love when Bubba tells me I'm offering people free hand sanitizer and I'm telling them that it's just water and then they look at me crazy and then they don't want it. I'm like, oh my gosh. There's people, I see them like, does anyone know where they're selling hand sanitizer? I gave a lady one standing in line at Target.
Yeah. She's we've been like, giving them out at the store.
That's what we've been giving them away and people are like, I had a couple people that didn't want it.
Yeah, because it doesn't smell like bleach or alcohol.
It has a smell.
Well, okay, so like lots of people are calling me and saying, this alcohol sanitizers are killing my hands and the lotions or the salves are saving the moisture in my hands, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. And you don't have to go and buy hand sanitizer or look for hand sanitizer that has, I mean, not all of them are just clean. You know, some of them have alcohol and other chemicals.
Right.
And they can eat that, eat the moisture in your hands and really hurt your hands.
But
yes, this stuff kills anything biological.
So this is 2.5 can be used as a mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it to soak your toothbrushes because you know what's all getting on little organisms on our toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
You can spray the counters. You can spray your bathrooms down. It can help with athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm. Wound care.
Yes. I was just going to first aid cuts and burns.
Mm-hmm.
Eye infections. Pink eye. Food poisoning from salmonella, E. coli, all types of mold. We can help with that. Oh, neti pot.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it like you would a neti pot.
Heck yeah.
And then bacterial infections and skin infections and acne. So the same thing that's getting rid of the germs on your hand can get rid of the acne on
your
face.
Yes, yes, because the 6.0 beauty water
is a toner.
Yes. So you can use the 2.5 spray on your face for acne and then neutralize it with the beauty water, which is 6.0.
Right.
And it can, and it's just water.
Just water.
It's not going to burn your skin. It's not chemical. It's not going to disrupt your hormones. It's not going to fry your skin or make it peel.
Like even when you're spraying it on your hands, you feel, it doesn't feel like you're just spraying water onto your hands.
Right.
You feel like a moisturization kind of.
Right. And then you can use your CBD lotion and also CBD topically sort of creates a protective layer because CBD topically is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiseptic on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You could even use salves on the inside of your nose and your ears. More bacteria goes in through your ear canal than eyes, nose, and mouth combined.
That's believable.
So if you're touching your face, your kids are touching, you know, instead of putting lotion on their hands or hand sanitizer, you can spray this water, dry it, and then put the CBD lotion or the salve on there, and it'll sort of create a protective layer, and it'll moisturize your skin.
Yes, and it absorbs, the salve absorbs so well. You aren't left feeling greasy.
So one of the reasons you might want to put it in your nose is because of pollen.
Oh, man. It's getting bad. It's getting
bad. In Birmingham, I stayed at a hotel that was literally across the street from the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. So when I tell you, I don't normally have really bad allergies. I don't really have allergies to speak of. But this was like DEFCON 1 allergies. My nose was pouring.
Yes.
Which makes me cough.
Mm-hmm. It's that sinus
drainage. Which ain't cute. No. In the Target, in the bougie part of Birmingham, I'm walking around going,
you're trying to hold
I have
it
nowhere
in.
To wash underwear, so I have to buy some.
Yeah.
But I'm coughing, and I'm waiting for someone to tackle me and put me in a cell or you know, tase me or something.
Hey, just try coughing at Walmart. You'll have 1,000 people turn their
I'm
eyes
telling,
on
with
you.
With all the
yeah.
Lysol that they've got in their
car. Yeah, they're like, I need some help in aisle 5. Can't find anybody. But if you cough, you got the whole staff running at you.
If you that's hear right. that message that they play over the overcom and you don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a quick little funny? I was waiting in line at Walmart the other morning, and we were talking about different things related to all of this. And this one woman's came up with this idea. She says, if an officer stops you for speeding when he walks up beside the car window, start
just officer,
I didn't mean to be.
Just have it on an index card.
Never mind.
Yeah. I think I have a fever.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another day.
Sir, I'm just trying to get to the hospital.
Right.
I'm showing all of the symptoms.
Yeah.
Yes, but the pollen is crazy. My car is blue. By birth, and it was green because it had a thick layer of yellow pollen.
Yes.
It was like, I couldn't even see through the windshield. It was so bad. It was just blowing in your face. So bad. Yeah, not, like I said, I don't normally have allergy issues.
I'm doing good this year. I haven't had too many sinus infections, but the way it's looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to fight the good fight because if you
Well, you know,
I'm
I made my own nasal spray.
Okay.
I used colloidal silver, which is like distilled water, and it has the microscopic silver, the colloidal silver that's like it's like a natural antibiotic. And I put like 3 droppers of the Clean Remedies peppermint, 50 milligrams per dropper.
Okay.
Shake it, and squirt it up your nose. Fantastic. It helps with swelling. It helps with the pressure. It helps to obviously put moisture up there so you can get it all out.
Right.
But just that pain and pressure, and it's antibacterial, antifungal, and antiseptic. So it actually attacks the bacteria where it is, and I did not need to go to the doctor and get a shot. I thought, I was feeling pretty bad.
Yeah.
I thought, I might need to break my streak, but I did not have to break my streak because I made my little homemade nasal spray.
Well, that's great.
And I bet you we could do it with the Kangen Water 2.5.
And I bet you'd be even
more
magical.
Better.
By the way, so I can sleep tonight, none of my comments constituted an endorsement of directing a fake call at a state trooper.
They're coming after you now, Charlie.
That's right. I've got to
Don't
ride
make
home.
Me go get your license plate number.
I'll get us all some blue and black stickers from the backs of our cars.
I know. They're everywhere because there's no one out. And it's so obvious there's cops everywhere.
They're just fighting the good fight. They have to do their job. So
yeah, it's weird how ghost town it is.
And I'm glad out there.
All right, well, it's been fun.
It has.
Let's move on next week, and maybe we can talk about either toothpaste and mouthwash or CBN. We've got so many great shows that I've had lined up that we've sort of gotten derailed from. And if I happen to need to be out of town, I will come on as a guest, and we'll do it by phone. Because I miss this. It's
yes,
so fun.
It is.
All right.
And it's
well,
so much easier to do with you.
So, well, thank you. So the online store is active. Go get your COVID-19, 19% discount for the first 19 people. And come see us in downtown Mobile, West Mobile, Hoover, and Daphne at Canabama. Thank you guys for being with us. Stay safe out there. Don't cough on anybody.
And fight the good fight. We'll
Amen.
See you guys next
Amen.
Week.
Amen. Stay healthy.